Sometimes you run away, but you almost always come back. I wanted to take a minute here and talk about the phenomenon of submissive regret and what it makes you do. To my knowledge, there's no concept as submissive regret. I just made it up. It does describe what many of you do from time to time, though, so I figure it's a good way to sum up the little dance we share. Submissive regret is when you try to pretend you're not a submissive, or a sissy, or a cocksucker, or whatever it is you do when your pee-pee fucks with your head. Many of my clients experience this regret, and they often have to take a break. Maybe it's a relationship issue, maybe it's a shame issue, maybe it's work pressures that make you forget the side of yourself. No matter what it is, it's somewhat normal to take a bit of a break from our play, as much as it disappoints me when I don't get to play with you as often. Here's the thing. It's okay to need a break, and it's definitely okay to come back. I know you have your reasons for going away for a time, and I respect them. I do ask that you show me mutual respect and let me know what's going on. If I email you and you ignore me, well, that's just rude. All you have to say is you need some time and you'll be back when you're ready, or say you resolved your issues and you won't ever be back. I won't believe you when you say you'll never be back, but I'll graciously wish you well and let you be on your way. Just please don't disappear. You disappearing makes me sad, and it also makes me worry that I've done something wrong to make you go away. Even if you have disappeared, please don't think you can't ever come back. Just get back in touch when you're ready, and let's pick up where we left off. I'm a very patient and forgiving mistress. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.